Hi, welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we apologize for the technical difficulties that are going on. The energies are crazy in the universe. Rod's a trans channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone. And the being is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice, so it's always really a pleasure to find out who is going to be with us today. So, let's get started.
Hello, dear one. My name is Amig.
Amig?
Amig.
Amig.
O-M-I-G. O-M-I-G.
O-M-I-G. Okay. Thank you. Can you tell us, Amig, a bit about who you are and where you're from and what your purpose is?
I am what you call a priest from Arcturus.
Wonderful. Okay, so on Arcturus, do you, as a priest, do you do something similar to what we think of as priests here, not Catholic Church priests, because that's not always honorable. Sorry, but we're learning more about that. But can you tell us a little bit about what you do do?
I help those people who have gotten themselves a little confused, shall we say, about most anything.
So you would be like a wise counselor, therapist, assistant in supporting people in their growth, their path?
One hopes he's wise.
Well, with that comment, I'm sure you are. Okay, well, we have Cindy on the line. Cindy, are you there?
I am.
Good.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming tonight. Cut me off, Mary, if I ask too many questions. Antarctica, Larsen C. ice shelf is getting ready to break off into the ocean. How will this affect the sea levels around the world?
Maybe 2.25 inches.
I did not catch that.
Maybe 2.25 inches.
Okay. Okay. On June 5th in Wiltshire, United Kingdom, there was a UFO display. It wasn't going straight. It was going in like loops and circles and going around, and then all of a sudden it burst off into two little pieces that took off. Was this actually a good spacecraft coming in just to show themselves, or could you explain what it was?
This was a pair of vehicles from what you call Venus.
Okay. And their purpose was to let people get used to seeing more UFOs?
To let people gradually get used to the idea that we are out there and we are going to be visiting soon.
Yay. Okay. David Zublik is accusing the movie, the entertainer, he does movies and TV shows, Ashton Kutcher, to he's part of the Pizzagate pedophiles. Is that true, or he just doesn't realize that he's being a spokesman for these people?
this one is a mixed bag, as we say. He's not all one way or the other.
Okay, so not.
Isn't that,
so
did you call
he
it?
Been involved with abuse with children himself?
Unfortunately.
Oh, that's sad. Okay.
It is
sad. There's a. Sorry.
It is sad.
Yes. There's a person who puts out information, and her name is Heather Ann Tushi Jafar. Is she of the light, or is she just a disinfo person?
Again, this one is a mixed bag. There's good stuff there, and there's disinfo there. You have to sort it out.
Okay. In the United States, most of the electrical companies, to read your power usage, they put in smart meters in homes, on homes and apartments. When will these stop working or be a thing of the past, since they do harm people living by these?
In about 14 months.
Okay. And then Cobra talks about the Samanti stones that are being placed all over the world, and they're doing good and such. He also, for a very reasonable price, has small ones for sale. If a person has the money to purchase these, would it be useful to buy one and have with you?
Yes, it would.
Okay. And then back in January 12th call, we asked a question about the global banking and the ICC arrest. And at that time, 83% of that was done, arresting people. Are we almost at 100%? Where are we at now?
You're just over 94.
So do you have approximate ETA when we'll be at 100%?
Yes. Thanksgiving this year.
Okay. And then currently there's a lot of clones that have replaced government people, medical doctors, all of that, people in power, positions of power. Will those clones be turned off in the near future? Will they be stopped working?
They don't have a very long life expectancy, dear one.
So when they're created, they do not have a long life expectancy. Okay. So about how long is their life? I mean, are we talking a couple months, a year?
Less than a year, dear one.
Okay, less than a year. Okay. People that were gifted dinars, and they're not tied into any of the dinar sites. Their email address isn't known or their phone number is not known. How will they know when they can do the exchange, exchange their currency?
Dear one, 800 numbers will be announced.
Say that again, please.
800 numbers will be announced.
Okay, that just seems like a lot of, with supposedly 50 million people holding dinars, it seems like they'd have to have 1,800,000 numbers to call and then have all the people to man them. It won't be total chaos with 800 numbers?
Excuse me. Those are not going to be people on the other end of those lines. They're going to be machines taking information so that you can get a call in the future.
Okay. So I'm expecting to possibly be in another country. And the current, so I would need to keep my current phone number going on my phone and then buy a separate phone with a phone number from that country. Does that sound accurate? So I would be called?
That is a good backup position, and I think you did great.
Okay. I'm giving you permission to do this because it's in my mind of this video I saw. Are you able to tap into the picture of the statue I'm looking at in my mind?
No, dear one.
Oh, okay. So there's an 18th century statue that was supposedly done by Francisco Corello in Naples, Italy, around the 18th century. And they cannot figure out how this statue was created with this net draped around its body. It seems like it's totally impossible that he could do that with the tools of that era. So did he have help creating statues like that, like E.T. coming in and helping him with the work?
Absolutely did.
Did he know they were helping him?
Yes, he did.
So did he get to watch them in action, or when he went to sleep, they did their thing, and he woke up and he saw what they'd done during the night?
He was involved.
Oh, wow. Oh, lucky him. Okay, well, that's all I have at the moment. Thank you for being here for us tonight. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
Thank you, Cindy. Brad, are you there? Brad?
Yes.
Brad, good. Can you speak up?
Hello.
Okay, good.
Who's coming through tonight?
My name is Amit.
And at what dimension or sphere are you in?
I am from Arcturus, dear one.
Arcturus, yeah, wonderful. Now, is that the 10th dimension, the 6th dimension? What dimension or sphere are you in?
I'm in the 5th dimension, dear one.
The 5th. Now, I am doing so many things to move my body into the 5th dimension. But would you like to comment on that? Because my question is on a different subject. But before I give you my question, could you comment on that I'm doing so much to move my body into the 5th dimension?
Your efforts are not in vain, dear one.
Including light quotient, so light quotient and everything else is assisting that?
The whole package.
Okay. Now, my question that I called tonight to ask you is, are you familiar with the spirit world?
Yes, dear one.
And is there truth in the fact that beings in the spirit world are influencing people on the earth in unloving ways? Is there truth in that?
Humans have choice in what they are influenced by.
So these beings in the spirit world, are they influencing us? Do they have the possibility to influence us in unloving ways?
The possibility is there. The choice is with you, though, not with them.
But it is happening so much and so much. So if the choice is with us, if I say that I am sparkling with the most brilliant white light of the Creator, does that prevent them from influencing me in an unloving way?
It does.
So light, and also saying, if I just say the words that I am sparkling with the most sacred golden light of universal love, does that also prevent them from influencing me in unloving ways?
Yes, because they cannot abide this light.
Okay, so you do acknowledge that there are spirits influencing people on the earth in the unloving ways.
Those who are open to that are available to be influenced in that manner.
So if they're kind of unconscious and they're unaware of that and unconscious, they can come through and influence us in unloving ways.
It's not a matter of being unconscious. It's a matter of being open to that kind of energy.
Okay. And do you have the potential to remote view my body and see if I have any hitchhikers?
One.
And so if they are influencing me in an unloving way, what area is the influence in?
This one is not influencing you in an unloving way, quite the opposite.
Okay, so there we can also have beings influencing in loving ways, which
yes,
is a good thing.
If you are open to it.
Okay. But I'm asking about the influence of alcohol, and is there possibly a spirit that is influencing me or hitchhiking me in the influences of alcohol?
No, dear one.
That's probably because I pump myself up with light 10 times a day. Okay. And before I go, do you have any more comments?
Keep manifesting your life as a wonderful adventure.
And is, I imagine there is consciousness too in the light.
Of course there is.
And to say that I am filled with the brilliant white light of the Creator, how does that affect, just to say those words, and it is my intention, how does that affect the quantum world of my body? Just to say that I am filled with the brilliant white light of the Creator, is that affecting the particle world and the electrons in my body?
Certainly is.
In a wonderful way, in a healing way.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay, so that's all I need to know that tonight, then, huh? So I've reached a wonderful place then.
Enjoy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Namaste.
Thank you, Brad. Barbara, you're next. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Can you hear me?
I can, dear one.
Good. Comey versus Trump. Who lied, or did they both? Are they both lying?
I'll give you one guess, and the name starts with a C.
Comey, he's the leaker.
He's what you call, I believe, a snake in the grass?
Yes. They say that they're going to continue this, and they're going to keep at it until Trump is removed. Yes? No. Where will this lead?
Dear one, this is part of a worldwide cleanup. So that's where it's going.
Will Trump fulfill all of his promises to the world?
As much as he can, dear one.
25%, 50, 75%?
81.
And completion? A date?
Completion. What do you mean by completion?
When will it all be completed? All the promises?
Those promises are ongoing.
Will he go on to a second term?
He will go smiling into his own life again.
Okay. What is stopping the currencies to revalue? What's the stopping?
Year one. Those who are carrying this task out are wanting to make sure there is no chaos associated or caused by this event.
What will happen to Hillary?
Well, she will be at a review in about maybe a year and a half.
Flynn, is he telling the truth? Is he on the side of Russia?
Who?
Flynn. F-L-Y-N-N. Flynn. Mm-hmm.
Is he on the side of Russia? No, he's on the side of the U.S.
Okay. Now, where do you see me going and doing in my life?
I see you moving a little bit north, and I see you being very helpful in helping others to communicate.
Being helpful with others in communication?
Yes.
And can you sort of, what skills are needed? What skills do I have that will be needed to perform these acts of communication?
You have them already, dear one.
But what are they?
The ability to get others to understand that which you want them to.
The ability to get others to understand?
That which you want them to.
Well, what would that be? What line of work? On a pulpit preaching?
No.
What?
No. A special kind of counselor.
What kind of counselor?
One who helps people in their communication.
I'm baffled because I'm stuck. Can you give me more info on that? Like, what?
I will tell you this, dear one. You just need to get out of your way.
I have to get out of my way?
Yes, you have to get out of your way because you're firmly planted right in the road.
I'm firmly planted?
Yes.
Where?
Right in the road to where you want to go.
Okay, I still don't see where I'm going, but if I'm a counselor, do I have to go back to school to get another degree?
No, dear one.
No. Will I be on an Indian reservation?
If you choose.
Oh, so it's up to me to choose the path.
That's one way of looking at it. The other way is just allow the path to choose you.
Okay, and I'm heading north?
Yes.
Let's see, where would that be?
Allow the adventure, dear one.
I'm in the east right now. And you're directing me to look north?
Yes.
Follow the North Star. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. I'd like to take a minute here to make a special announcement. As you know, Arad is a trance channel and hosts well over 100 beings over his 20-plus years career of being a clear channel. And we are running a special. Anyone who is on this show or listens to the archive during the next week, which is today is the 9th of June. No, the 8th of June, I'm sorry. And so through the 15th of June, anybody who would like a private session or a couple that would like a private opportunity to ask a lot of questions, okay? For a single person, for 1 hour, the special is $92. And for a couple, two people, for 1 hour, it is $137.
And if you want more information, I'll be happy to provide that. You can email me at myfoundation@fastmail.fm. That's my foundation, MyFoundation, at fastmail. That's F like Frank, ASTMAIL .FM, like fast mail. And I'll be happy to send you an email with a special laid out. And you get, it's recorded, and you get a link to access for 30 days. And so I'll be happy to explain any of that to you. But we would be delighted for anybody who wants to take advantage of this. It's less than half price, 1 week only. Okay? Now, anybody who wants to call in with a question, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. The backup line is 323-744-4831. And I would like to take the opportunity now to ask some questions that I have. Omig, Saints, Banco Popular, or Poplar, was just purchased, or maybe just an agreement was made by Santander Bank, which is a big bank, for 1 euro. And it sounds like the upper level depositors are not going to be affected, but the lower level are, or else it's the investors that won't be affected because it's a bank deal, which is normally not in favor of the people. Can you address this situation? This is in Spain.
Well, it is, as you say, a way to ensure that those in the inner circle are taken care of course, and the rest are not.
Yes. Okay. So this is just another bank in trouble that they're doing whatever they can to save the shareholders, investors, but not the people. Right. Okay. A federal judge in Florida, Judge Altanaga, or something like that, has just decided that the FBI must release a lot of material about the 9/11 Twin Towers situation, but has allowed the FBI to keep 1,000 pages to help be back for national security. And it sounds like this is at least a step in the right direction. Could the judge have gone further, or would that have created extra problems?
Yes, the judge could have gone further, but he wasn't allowed to.
Not allowed. So there's a little bit of leakage going to happen, but not nearly as much as we need. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. The whole Paris climate change situation, Mike Adams of Natural News has done, as far as I have seen so far, the best research and the best article on it, that carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It's life-giving because all the plants and trees depend on it. So reducing carbon dioxide is not such a hot deal, right?
Only if you like to keep breathing.
But we need the plants to breathe the CO2. Mike says in his article that the carbon dioxide levels on the planet are lower than they've ever been, and they get much lower, we are in big trouble. And if they get way low, then there's no plants, so there's no food. Is this the correct assessment?
It's only 98%.
That's pretty close, right? Okay. And the whole carbon credit thing, do I understand this correctly, that companies that have the money can buy carbon credits, which may be cheaper for them than fixing their equipment, which might really keep really bad pollutants out of the air. Is this correct?
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful scheme if you're one of those companies that is spewing out the carbon, because then you can simply buy your way out.
So the whole thing is just another cabal game, basically.
Correct, yes.
Right. Okay. So the people who are opposing Trump's decision are either ignorant or have bought into deliberate disinformation or are in the business of spreading disinformation, correct?
Yeah, that's one way to put it, Darlene.
Okay.
Yes. And many of them are a little more negative than that.
Oh, okay. So some of them are being paid to spew out disinformation just to create problems.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Christopher Wray was just appointed as FBI director. Is he appointed from within, and is that an issue, or is he from without?
He's from within. It's not an issue.
Okay. So he has good enough relationships and enough respect among the good FBI agents that are left that he will be able to be successful. Is that correct in cleaning up some things that need to be cleaned up?
Huge success story. It will be.
Oh, that is good. I like that. I like your emphasis on huge. Okay. There's so much disinfo that keeps going around and around and around about Trump having resigned or going to the Republic being restored, Paul Ryan in, and so forth. Are these people that are continuing to spread this obvious misinformation, are they just mixed bags, or some of them actually are on the other side, shall we say, of good stuff?
There's a whole spectrum that you are talking about here, Dylan. There are those who are simply uninformed. There are those who aren't working for the light, shall we say,
mm-hmm.
and everything in between.
That makes sense in our mixed bag of a society right now. Okay. Okay. It's my understanding that COBRA, who has talked about the event for some time, that this is an actual serious moment of upgrade to help us remember who we are. And there's also the word pulse. So are these energetic situations that will come about soon?
Yes, you could call this energetic because it is very significant for you and for all of humanity. To be able to have more information about the other side.
And about where we're headed, and the new Earth, and
yeah.
Ascension, and all of those wonderful topics.
Right.
Okay. Okay, good. Let's see, and also on a personal level, the event or the pulse or whatever, what will happen to individuals on a more personal level as opposed to a societal level?
It will be enlightenment on a scale that you've never experienced before. It's that simple, Mary.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. Do you expect this within the next year? The event is here. I know it's floating because of human consciousness and how awake as a population we are. Do you have any kind of realistic sense? Would it be within the next year, maybe?
I'll ballpark it, as you say. 2.25 years.
Okay. 2.25 years. That seems like a long ways away, but time is flying. Is it not?
It is.
Okay. Good. Well, I believe we have Rebecca on the line. Rebecca, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Hi. Hi. I was wondering, it seems like some things are going on with my health, and what direction should I look to resolve some of these things?
Do you have access to a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, dear one?
I probably could get one.
Yes, I think you would find that would help you.
Yeah, I'm sure my doctor could recommend it for me. Okay, anything else?
I would recommend that you do meditations at least once a day wherein you see your body as being whole and well.
Okay. And probably work on my food, huh?
No, probably about it.
Okay. Okay. That was basically all that I had. I guess one other question would be, do you see me moving at all?
Yes, there are animals that you can help and will help you. I highly recommend that you spend time with them.
Okay, I do have a dog.
Yes, and it will help you a great deal.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
You're entirely welcome. And you had a question about moving, I think?
Yes, it was about, do you see me moving at all, like in the fall?
Maybe August?
Okay, my lease is up in October, so. Okay. Well, that sounds good, and thank you very much again.
You're welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay, back to Trump's recent trip. Would you consider it pretty much a success on all levels, maybe a couple of bumps in the road, but nothing serious? Can you address his trip?
There was nothing unexpected in it for him, so that was good.
And some good parts, some actual benefits that took place with specific people here and there?
Correct. And the conversations were helpful in that everybody would get on the same page, shall we say.
So he was able to stand his ground in certain issues, maybe in a stronger way than another president with a different personality might, but to create harmony or some kind of agreement, at least, where they understood his position and were somewhat aligned with it, so there's progress towards peace on an upper level. Is that?
Yes, and I need to tell you that peace for your planet is coming. Get on board.
Boy, do we need that. Whoa, wonderful. Okay. What's going on with Jeff Sessions? There's, of course, talk about he and Trump had a bit of a tiff, but that could be just cabal news reporting. How is Jeff Sessions doing? What's happening?
He's being very effective, and all of these reports of disharmony, shall we say, are fabrication.
Yes, the group that wants to take Trump down. Okay. All right. It's my understanding that Arizona has just legalized gold and silver as currency, which is just one other nail in the Fed's coffin, so to speak, or the debt-based system, because the Fed is now under the U.S. Treasury and pretty much controlled, or is that still in process?
That is actually so, dear.
Yay. So these other movements like Arizona legalizing gold and silver as currency and other things going on are just other peripheral things to help people come to understand that money is not as we thought it was and can be much more honorable until, of course, the time when we don't need it at all. Is that correct?
Yes. The planet is getting cleaned up.
Yay!
Celebrate.
Boy, do we need that, and it's been a long, hard road. Okay. Saudi Arabia and Qatar, Israel, are Saudi Arabia and Israel working together? Is Qatar trying to stand its own ground without getting involved with the cabal? Or is this all just a mess to try to keep Iran, that seems to be doing some honorable things, at bay? What's going on in this area now?
Much is not as it seems in that part of the world, but positive things are happening behind the scenes.
Okay, so in other words, question everything we read about what's going on in the Middle East.
Yes.
And try to discern from other sources, alternative sources, what may actually be happening, and kind of wait it out till it settles out.
All good energy for that part of the world.
Yes. Okay, that is a very good thing for us to do. Okay. It's reported that Rhode Island has just passed a geoengineering act that addresses the what they call the intentional manipulation of the environment, and that they will regulate all such activities, addressed at chemtrails, polluting the water, all kinds of things. Is this true?
Yes, that is so.
Okay, well, they're a tiny little state, but it's a big step, is it not?
And in the right direction.
Absolutely. Will other states consider this kind of thing, passing this kind of act?
It will, as you say, snowball.
Oh, that's good. I like snowballs when it's in a good direction. Okay. What's happening in the Ukraine at this time?
Things are settling down there, and this is a really good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because they needed to.
Oh, yes. I feel for the people living there, and the mess they've been through the last few years. Very challenging. What about Japan and the upper-level fight for control, and whether the Khazarian mafia is really losing, or are they not losing fast enough, or what's happening in Japan?
For me, the Khazarian mafia can never lose fast enough.
I agree.
Having said that, they are losing.
Okay, maybe not as fast as we want, but they are losing us. All right. What's the situation in North Korea? And is that just more Khazarian mafia saber rattling? Is it settling down? What's happening in North Korea?
Out of this chaos, you're going to see North and South Korea reunited and much positive things.
Oh, that is excellent. So the so-called negative influences that have been heavier in North Korea than South Korea will be backed off in one way or another, and South Korea, good people, will have a little bit more control and bring it together?
The country will be very happy to reunite, and the world needs them to.
Good. Good. That is excellent. Okay. Comey spoke to Congress, I understand. I do not know anything about what he said. He is just making the grass. Is he basically pretty much gone, or is he going to be placed in a position where he can still try to do some damage?
I think your Tom is toast.
Oh, I like that. It is time for him to be toast, is it not? Past time, okay. All right. Okay. One of the people who puts out report is named Kent Dunn. I have a sense that he's a bit of a mixed bag, but not a bad person, and he has good intent. Is this correct or not?
He's doing the best that he can, but he doesn't have the best discernment, shall we say.
Okay, so some of the stuff he puts out is not going to be correct, not going to be high level, not going to be right on, but he has the intention of trying to do his best.
Yeah.
What you say. Okay. All right, very good. I think that's probably all we have time for today. Are very close to it. And we're very grateful for Amig for you to be here. Amig is Arcturian, and it's delightful always to have an Arcturian present. So I will take this time just to reiterate our special, that if you would like a private channeling for yourself or two of you or whatever, that this week from June 8th today to June 15th, we're running a special. It's less than half price, $92 for one person for an hour, $137 for two people for an hour. You get a link. It's recorded. You get a link so you can listen to it later for 30 days. And if you want information, I'd be happy to be in email contact with you. Just email my foundation. That's my foundation, MyFoundation at Fastmail. That's F like Frank, Astmail dot FM like Fastmail. And I'll be happy to send you the particulars. Again, thank you, Amig, for being here so very much. Do you have some last words for our callers and listeners?
I invite you all to go look in the mirror. I want you to notice that the reflection is not the one that was there even 3 months ago. You have changed, and you have changed for the better. Congratulations.
Oh, that's a lovely thought. Thank you so much. All right. We're very grateful, Amig, and blessings to you, and namaste.
Namaste.